I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Johan Kondelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says 200 million Christians in more than 60 nations are suffering for their faith today. They'll be remembered on Sunday, November 12th, on the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Kondelin says IDOP is a time of support because believers are suffering from
the feeling of being left alone, the feeling that no other Christians care about them. That's the worst thing. So we need to tell them, the message needs to be, we are with you. We are with you in prayer, and we're with you in support.
Kondelin will be featured on MNN's IDOP radio broadcast. Go to our website for details. Next, the Evangelical Free Church of Lebanon is seeking emergency assistance from U.S. churches as the post-war cleanup continues. Medical and construction teams are urgently needed this month. The leadership of the church in Lebanon is scrambling to get an aid network established before the winter weather sets in. The EFC of Lebanon has assisted nearly 4,000 people with food, fuel, medical supplies, and transportation. Pray for this team as they serve as the hands and feet of Christ in Lebanon. And it's been less than 3 months since Mission Aviation Fellowship moved their headquarters from California to Idaho. MAF's Kevin Swanson says he's amazed at how quickly they've transitioned and already seen growth. But it's because their vision is clear.
We take very seriously the fact that the support that we provide here is keeping 200 missionary families with MAF around the world, over 50 aircraft in multiple different countries serving the Lord. And it's imperative that we do our work here on this end so that they can get the gospel to those people that are living beyond the normal modes of transportation and communication.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.